get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. KRDO News time is 8:37. Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, as she does every Wednesday at this time for Jobs Wednesday, it is Tracy Marquez with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. I thought we had a new theme song there for a minute.
You know, it's been a long week for all of us, and I guess especially TJ in the booth. He's already looking ahead to Friday.
I know. It's only Wednesday. We're halfway through almost.
That's right. Okay, so let's talk about, there have been some changes at the federal level that are trickling down and helping when it comes to providing job searching benefits to those who are on the search, on the lookout for a new job. So tell us what's going on.
Well, currently at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, we utilized El Paso County CARES Act funding back in 2020 to really launch an upskill Pikes Peak campaign. And this upskill Pikes Peak campaign is really looking at the skills needed to fill today's job openings. It was data-driven. We used data that was available a year ago in job openings and data that was available currently with job openings, and looking at some of those skills that are needed to fill those open positions. And with this CARES Act funding, we launched our webpage on our website, pbwfc.org, Upskill Pikes Peak. It is a learning management system that people can go on to at any time of the day or night. There is absolutely no charge. You can get training in Microsoft Excel, Access, how to use Zoom, how to use GoTo, how to use Google Meet. A lot of different opportunities out there that companies need to hire today's people.
All right. And so in that, what sort of skills are you looking for?
You know, it really varies. Some skills are soft skills. I think everyone thinks they have people skills and soft skills, but in reality, I think we can all use a little brush up occasionally. We have soft skills training, or we call it career skills training, and that goes anywhere from, you know, how to work with difficult people, how to do conflict in a customer service environment, how do you go from resiliency to prosiliency, and how do you work in a post-COVID-19 environment? And then also regarding basic business skills, you have everything from email etiquette. That is the most popular course that we have of the 69 courses that we're offering, is email etiquette. If you're used to emailing on a cell phone and now you're sitting in front of a computer at your new place of work, having that email etiquette or how to do effective PowerPoint are crucial to be successful in today's environment.
You know, Tracy, that's interesting. We also know that the recent community report, The Road to Recovery, has got a lot of other great information in there, and especially when it comes to just the impact this year of COVID-19 pandemic has had on the Pikes Peak region. And what were some of the biggest hits that the Pikes Peak region saw due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, one of the biggest hits we saw right away was career and technical education, which is in your high schools. It's college and a career. It should not be or. You should be able to have the option to do both college and a career. And what we realized is that those students, especially those seniors that were graduating in 2020, if they were in a career and technical education program, and that can range anywhere from a CNA to construction to cybersecurity, a wide variety child education of courses. And you have to have some hands-on training to be able to really have that competency level. With COVID-19, we realized that the change of competency levels was decreased from 80% to 60%. And what we wanted to do is really give those students that were graduating, which is our future workforce, the opportunity to go ahead and go back to a summer boot camp or get some more experience in the fall and get some hands-on experience that we were able to utilize CARES Act funding to pay for these students and these teachers to go ahead and continue to teach. The other big gap we saw, and we still continue to see, it's early childhood, your daycares. For parents to be able to go back to work, you have to have parents confident that their child's going to be taken care of. Daycares in our community took a huge hit with COVID. And what we're able to do, we partnered with Alliance for Kids to allocate mini grant funding to go out to daycare centers for them to get the PPE that they need, to get the additional teacher staff that they need. And that is a continuing growth that we have in our community. And you'll hear the community talk about it more and more, is the development of early childhood education and also those teachers to fill the pre-K, which is going to be available for everyone in a couple of years.
Okay. And if people want to read this report that came out on all of these initiatives, Tracy, where would they go?
They can go to our website, ppwfc.org. It's under the About PPWFC section on our website. Once again, ppwfc.org.
Okay, fantastic. And if you need resources for job seeking, that is the place to go as well. We appreciate you coming by virtually coming by for our Jobs Wednesday segment. And we hope everyone listening, if you're in the mood for a new job or if you're looking for a job, definitely check out the ppwfc.org.
Thank you.